News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Speaking of football, it's a big week in the state of Alabama as the Iron Bowl is Saturday. We'll talk more about that coming up. Right now, let's get our week started. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right after Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far we've got accident-free conditions and light traffic coming in from the Eastern Shore across the Bayway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford. No delays. Mobile Police Department, county, and state troopers are clear, again, with no problems as you're traveling from the 1065 split. Had a couple cars stopped along the shoulder along the way this morning, but nothing out of the ordinary. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day. Find them at pittsandsons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be mild with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, a few morning showers and mostly sunny in the afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
At 608, FM Talk 106.5 and 45 at our studios. Heading for high, though, in the 70s again today. More details from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up at around 6:35. Now, time to check your headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday, everyone. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation made an arrest here in Alabama for a man on the top 10 wanted list. His name, Simon Porter. He was located and arrested by authorities in Scottsboro, Alabama. He is accused of raping a 16-month-old baby boy in Lawrenceburg, which prompted the TBI to add him to their top 10 most wanted list. Good news, once again, he has been captured and arrested. A $2,500 reward was offered. More than $73,000 in cash, several guns, and 2 pounds of marijuana all recovered after a 3-month investigation by the Mobile Police Department. And an armed raid last Thursday uncovered it all. Also this, 9 suspects were arrested during raids at properties on Mobile Terrace, which is off Cody Road. It was dubbed Operation West Side.
West Side!
I was waiting for it.
Yes.
Police say they managed to arrest 5 of their 14 targets and another 4 individuals. That's where we get the number 9 from. Chief Batiste says by executing these search warrants and taking these weapons off the streets, it should have a significant blow to the communities we executed these search warrants in. Certainly, we hope it has an impact on our community by taking these weapons off the streets and help make our communities much safer. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Purolator Boss Premium Oil Filters. Available where quality auto parts are sold. Nothing gets by us.
The best tool roadshow truck is eastbound and down and coming to town to Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. Don't miss this one-day-only event from 8 till noon, Thursday morning, November 29th. Best Tool is an industry leader in quality power tools. Check out the showcase and demonstration of Best Tool's newest, most innovative tools. Pick up some cool swag, grab some delicious eats, and enter to win a big green egg. It's the Best Tool Roadshow November 29th at Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. Best Tool precision unmatched.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A teenager was stabbed to death in Destin last night. Okaloosa County deputies were called to an apartment on Mountain Drive just before 8 o'clock. The teen was taken to the hospital but did not survive. I'm told a suspect was taken into custody outside a business on Highway 98. In connection with that stabbing, the suspect has not been identified. In Baldwin County, the sheriff's office is expected to release more information about a quadruple shooting at a mobile home park in Magnolia Springs. 3 people injured in that shooting are still in the hospital this morning. They actually drove themselves to South Baldwin Regional Regional Medical Center. The hospital went into lockdown. Sheriff Hausmack says everyone involved in the shooting has been identified and there's no search for a shooter. Mobile police have not released the names of the people involved in a fight that ended with a man's death in downtown Mobile. It happened early Friday morning outside Boo Radley's on Dauphin Street. The manager says a man tried to come into the bar but was denied entry. Soon after that, a fight broke out. Police say the victim was punched in the face and hit his head on the ground. He later died at a hospital. Police are investigating as a homicide. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Neiman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Neiman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at neimanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags!
November is designated as Diabetic Eye Disease Awareness Month by the Alabama Academy of Ophthalmology. Everyone with diabetes should have a yearly eye examination, as eye disease may be present without being noticed. If caught early, unnecessary vision loss can be prevented. Dr. Joe Fontenot.
If vision loss is already present, vision rehabilitation can improve function. Call Community Services for Vision Rehabilitation, 251-476-4744.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. With one more game on the schedule for most teams in college football, the Associated Press Top 25 poll was again released on Sunday. Alabama, again, the unanimously ranked number one team. In the last 10 years, Alabama has been the number one ranked team in the AP poll 80 weeks total, okay?
Wow.
80 weeks. Every
That's
other school.
It.
Every single other school in the country have combined in the last 10 years to be ranked number one for 79 weeks. So Alabama has officially been the top team more than every school combined over the last decade. That's just simply amazing.
Well
behind deserved. Behind Alabama, the rest of the top six stayed the same as last week. Clemson was ranked number two, followed by Notre Dame, Michigan, Georgia, and Oklahoma. Washington State moved up a spot to number seven, and UCF jumped three spots to number eight. That's season highs for both of those schools. LSU tied Central Florida at number eight, and Ohio State was ranked number 10. Army's ranked for the first time since 1996. Black Knights moved into the poll at number 23 and are 9-2 after defeating Colgate on Saturday. According to ESPN, Army and Pittsburgh became the 52nd and 53rd teams to be ranked this season. That sets a record for the most ranked teams since the poll expanded to 25 back in 1989. And the SEC again leads all conferences with six ranked teams: Bama, Georgia, and LSU, followed by Florida at number 13, Kentucky at number 17, and Mississippi State at number 22. It's a big coaching news. Les Miles has been hired as the Kansas Jayhawks' next head football coach. The university made the announcement on Sunday. The former LSU head coach will receive a five-year contract at $2.775 million per year, with additional retention bonuses due in November of 2020 and 2022. Miles just settled his contract buyout with LSU last week. Les will have his work cut out for him. The Jayhawks have not had a winning season or reached a bowl game since 2008. Also, Colorado's Mike McIntyre was fired Sunday after the Buffaloes lost their sixth straight game. McIntyre's in his sixth season at Colorado and led Colorado to the Pac-12 championship game and earned the Coach of the Year honors in 2016. This season, Colorado started 5-0 and were ranked number 19 before losing six games in a row. In NASCAR, Joey Logano won his first Cup Series championship, passing defending champion Martin Truex Jr. after the final restart and then driving away from the field.
As he comes out of turn number four to claim his first ever Cup Series championship, it's Joey Logano who wins!
I love it. That's Logano talking or screaming to his crew there as he crossed the finish line. Logano was the runner-up in 2016 and completely missed the playoff field last year. This year, Truex finished second, followed by Harvick and Busch. Those three drivers, a.k.a. the Big Three, had been the dominant cars all season. They combined to win 17 of the 28 regular season races, but Logano came on strong in the playoffs and now a first-time Cup Series champion. In the NFL, the New Orleans Saints crushed the Philadelphia Eagles 48-7. Saints quarterback Drew Brees continued his MVP campaign, throwing for 363 yards and four touchdowns and leading New Orleans to their ninth straight win. Former Heisman winner Lamar Jackson started and won his first game at quarterback, leading the Baltimore Ravens to a 24-21 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Jackson completed 13 of 19 passes for 150 yards with one interception, but he also rushed for 117 yards on 27 carries. And you might hear this story talked about often today. Houston Texans beat Washington 23-21, but the story of the day was Redskins quarterback Alex Smith, who suffered a broken tibia and fibula while being sacked in the third quarter. And what's eerie about this, the play occurred 33 years to the day that New York Giants linebacker Lawrence Taylor sacked Washington quarterback Joe Theismann, breaking his tibia and fibula and, of course, ending Theismann's career. I mean, that's a classic play. And get this, Theismann was actually in attendance at the game yesterday, and the final score was the exact same final score. The teams were swapped. Washington lost this game 23-21, but during Theismann's leg injury loss, actually the Redskins won that game 23-21. So
I could never bring myself to watch that just right before it happens.
They said Theismann had to turn away.
It was.
Probably caused him pain, you know, seeing that, and he probably, you know, some memory of the pain.
Maybe some post-traumatic. I don't know. It was pretty gross, pretty gruesome injury yesterday. J.J. Watt on the tackle, and you don't want that big guy landing on your legs. But
So the conspiracy theories can start now, right?
Yes, they can officially start now. And Smith was taken to the hospital immediately for surgery and will miss the rest of the season. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Fairhope Brewing Company invites you to bring the family by for the holidays. Wednesday, November 21st is Pint Night with live music by Brittany Grimes starting at 3 and Fat Man Squeeze starting at 7. Enjoy food from Bean and Bistro. After Turkey Day, come on back for Black Friday and a taste exploration of 12 dark beers on tap featuring gingerbread stout. And there's something about Mary Imperial Stout. Live music from Mitch Johnson starts at 3. Later, it's Hans Wenzel and the 86ers starting at 6. The Bluesburger food truck will be on site, so come on and make it a great holiday at Fairhope Brewing Company.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be mild with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, a few morning showers and mostly sunny in the afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Announcing Robert Stell Power Equipment's 4th Annual Black Friday Sale featuring Husqvarna. Visit Robert Stell Power Equipment for their Black Friday Sale November 23rd from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to see Husqvarna's full line of lawn and garden equipment, like Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower. The auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. The auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, making it the ultimate Christmas gift for any busy homeowner. Plus, take 20% off fleet deals on select Husqvarna commercial equipment. All handheld equipment will be 10% off, and Robert Stell Power Equipment will have select clearance items throughout the store. Check off everything on your list for the landscaper in your life and get the lowest prices of the year on Husqvarna products during Robert Stell Power Equipment's Black Friday sale. Husqvarna, ready when you are. At Robert Stell Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or visit them online at robertsnowpower.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pizzatons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, eastbound I-10 between I-65 and DIP, we've got an accident without injury. Stalled vehicle southbound 65 between Highway 45 and Moffitt Road this morning. Beyond that, a perfect start. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns with excellent quality awarded for 5 years. Now open Fridays and Saturdays from Sedation Dentistry to same-day crowns. Advanced Dental Comfort, 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I think they're onto something with that sedation everything. You know, whatever point, like tire changes and balancing, going in for whatever kind of sedation, whatever.
Yeah.
HVAC checkup at your house, sedation, HVAC checkup. Whatever it is, they show up, sedate you while it goes on.
Give me the gas.
There you go. That's right. You know you're in here just for an oil change. Yeah, but I'd like that. Can I have the gas here?
This is going to be painful, at least when I have to sign the check.
That's right. So can I have the gas on this one? All right. 622 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning. It is 620, almost 2.
2? Yeah, I rubber clocked it. Some and said 22.
Wait, rubber clocked it? I've never even heard of it.
Oh, that's an old DJ term. Yeah, rubber clocking. Rubber clocking, when you move it, so you move it up, you know, you round up or round down, depending on what
sounds
you need.
Sounds like a song.
Yeah, rubber clocking.
Move it down. Okay, well, it's 622 now.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, mark your calendars. President Donald Trump is coming to Jackson, Mississippi. He is stumping for Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith in two different cities on November the 26th. Now, those rallies are one day before the U.S. Senate runoff election against Democrat Mike Espy. The Trump campaign, they announced that the first rally will be at 5 p.m. on Monday, November 26th in Tupelo, and the second event at 8 p.m. in Biloxi. Hyde-Smith and Espy, boy, are they going toe-to-toe for the final 2 years of a six-year term. Governor Phil Bryant appointed Hyde-Smith, a former state ag commissioner, to the Senate post after U.S. Senator Cochran retired. Espy was Mississippi's first African-American U.S. House member in the 20th century and the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture under President Bill Clinton. Mr. Trump has endorsed Hyde-Smith. He did so back in August, and they even appeared at an October rally in northern Mississippi. Now, if her name sounds familiar, her name's been circulating in the headlines recently because she was the same woman who said that she would be in the front row if a supporter invited her to a public hanging. Once again, this is in Jackson, Mississippi. Sad news to report from the governor's office as Bear, Governor Ivy's beloved dog, passed away from ongoing health issues. Bear is a 14-year-old chow mix and was adopted by Governor Ivy back in 2005 from a local veterinarian after he was hit by a car. You know, Bear has recently appeared in commercials with Governor Ivy prior to the 2018 general election. You know, the staff says that they love Bear. And sometimes school children would get a glimpse of Bear during tours of the home. Governor Ivy said she would like to thank all of the employees at the Montgomery Veterinary Associates who gave Bear excellent care and comfort in his final days. She asked that if you want to honor Bear, please volunteer or donate to your local humane society. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you. It had a pretty good, if you made me guess.
Yes.
You said the dog's name is this,
right.
And it's what breed? Not saying I get it right every time, because I've seen a German Shepherd named Bear and a Lab named Bear.
Yes.
But most of the time, because they look like them, chows get the name Bear.
Yeah.
Or Purple Tongue Demon Hound.
My cousins, they had Chowie.
Chowie. That's invented. Did the kids get to name him?
I got one for you.
Yeah.
Chowie. I had a dog named Cat. What breed was this dog?
Your dog named Cat was
a
Walker Hound.
Catahoula.
I was thinking, there you go.
That was my second guess.
Those are pretty dogs. Catahoulas
yes.
are cool dogs.
Smart, too.
Yes, very much so. All right, so Bear was a chow.
Hey, 14 years old. He lived a good life. I mean, you think
biting kids, I'm sure, all over the place.
Right, he was hit by a car back in 2005. Bear's been through some things.
That's
and
right.
The fact that these remaining years... Yeah, he used
so you're saying the governor? Wait a second. So you're saying the governor of our state left her dog out running around?
No.
I think she saved
that's
it
how
after
she,
it was hit.
after read this headline.
Okay, after it was hit. Okay, she did not own Bear.
She adopted Bear from a local vet after he was hit by a car.
Well, then she's in the good. All right.
Yes, she is.
626 FM Talk 106.5. A story from MyNBC 15. The opening day gun season started on a somber note. A hunter was airlifted from North Baldwin after falling from a tree stand in the Mobile River Delta, according to Aaliyah. Okay, let me translate here. Witnesses at the scene told NBC 15 News that the 24-year-old man was rescued from the Raft River area and airlifted to University Hospital in Mobile from Oak Bayou, Oak Leaf Bayou, but Oak Bayou early Saturday morning. Man's identity, extent of his injuries, not known at this time. All right, so that's near Chukfi Bay, actually. It's way on the north end of Raft River and the north side of Chukfi Bay. And it's going to be, I mean, obviously, big thing with somebody falling out of the stand. They don't have their safety harness on, which is going to be a little wrinkle to this. Obviously, everybody's wanting the person to get better quickly, but that's public land in there. All that's public land. Alabama state law says you have got to have a safety harness on when you're up in the tree. Now, there may be some nuance to it. He might have slipped going up, slipped coming down. I don't know that. But if he was up in the tree and hunting, you're supposed to be wearing a safety harness.
About how high are these tree stands?
Well, it just depends. I mean, I don't know if he was in a climbing tree stand or if he was in a what we call a lock-on tree stand. It depends. It depends on the tree. Depends on how high the hunter wants to go.
20 feet?
Yeah, you can go 20
feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. That area, I'll say this. There are exceptions, but that area, the Delta, the trees aren't super high, and there's a lot of limby trees. There's not a lot. Like, you would have a better chance in a pine forest, a mature pine forest, of getting way high in a tree. Like, the ones when I get up in those trees, I say, yeah, I got to carry an oxygen bottle with me to, you know.
Look at you.
When you get up there that high, but
like you're in the Rockies.
I have to put the helmet on. No, like I'm a fighter pilot, you know, when I go up that high. But no, in the Delta, there may be some opportunity to go way high, but that area, most of the trees are short. But we're hoping this 24-year-old hunter is better. Airlift coming from somewhere. You think about how they had to airlift him, too, because there's probably from a boat or from a bank right in there. So we'll watch this story and let you know more about it. All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. He's got our forecast for the work week, which is short, and Thanksgiving Day. He'll get into that as well. It's all straight ahead. Y'all stay close.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An event that sparked controversy back in September returned to Mobile over the weekend, and so did the drama surrounding it. Protesters for and against Drag Queen Story Hour gathered outside the West Mobile Regional Library Saturday. Rainbow Mobile runs the event.
You make a joke of his love with your sick, perverted lifestyle.
Saying things like, oh, you're all going to hell, which I think is not very Christ-like.
This is the second story hour in Mobile this year. Like last time, the reading hour brought parents and their kids to hear the story from a drag queen. Three people remain on the run this morning following a robbery and shooting at a Family Dollar in Pensacola. It happened over the weekend. After being shot, the two victims managed to escape to a nearby Waffle House to get help. They were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A traffic alert for drivers in West Mobile. A portion of Gerby Road from Hillcrest Road to Lloyd's Lane will be closed until Wednesday. Crews will be working on a Mobile area water and sewer system project. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Admit it, when someone talks about working hard, it's you they're picturing, isn't it? Spending the time, sweating the details. All you need now is the equipment. And now's the best time to get down to your local Cat rental store and get your hands on not just the best equipment in the business, but one of the best deals in the business, too. That's because from now through the end of January, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months. Yep, an offer that works as hard as you do. And in addition to 0% for 60 months, you also get our free, standard, 2-year warranty on many of our compact equipment models. Hard to believe, even harder to pass up. So what are you waiting for? A wake-up call? Well, there you go. Head down to your Thompson Cat rental store or visit thompsoncat.com for details. But do it before January 31st. Thompson, just like you, we have what it takes.
For
20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
At dawn in Northern California and with rain in the extended forecast, hundreds of searchers will fan out again this morning, combing through rubble in what used to be the town of Paradise. It's a race, as it's feared rains will wash away signs of the dead or turn the dusty debris into a thick paste. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says three rain events may be on the way.
We have one that comes in on Wednesday. This will be the first big rain event coming in, and that's going to be heavy at times as all that moisture gets pumped in from the Pacific. Then we have another one Thursday and into Friday, and then looking into next week, perhaps even a little more rainfall.
The death toll stands at 77 this morning. Facing calls for her removal from office, Broward County, Florida's election supervisor Brenda Snipe says she'll resign following a string of controversies plaguing her office before and since Election Day. Pre-market trading is deepening losses for stock futures, with the Dow off 94 points, the NASDAQ down 30, S&P futures are down 11. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Clashes between China and the U.S. at a Pacific Rim summit over the weekend may signal limited prospects for a breakthrough in a standoff over the Trump administration's complaints that Beijing steals or pressures foreign companies to hand over technology as the price of market access. The U.S. has imposed a 10% tariff on $200 billion of Chinese goods. That tariff is set to rise to 25% in January. Beijing has responded with penalty duties on $110 billion of U.S. goods. Talks continue ahead of a meeting between China's president and President Trump planned for the G20 summit later this month. J.Crew CEO James Brett is leaving after 16 months on the job following disagreements with the company's longtime leader, Mickey Drexler, about strategy and board concerns about his spending plans. The Wall Street Journal says despite recent improvements in J.Crew's sales, Drexler didn't agree with Brett's decision to sell some apparel on Amazon and expand the collection. That's your Money Now.
You don't have to wait until Black Friday to save big on the floor you want. Lumber Liquidators Black Friday flooring sale is going on now. Get waterproof flooring up to 50% off and pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off. All bamboo and water-resistant laminate floors are on sale. Plus, get exclusive Black Friday weekend deals and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Black Friday flooring sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so yesterday, beautiful day. The weekend was fantastic. I like that. That's probably why you gave it a 2.
Yeah, it was really worked out nicely, except for maybe some high clouds come in on Saturday around noontime. Otherwise, it was just a wonderful weekend. Temperatures, oh, couldn't ask for anything more than that. 71 degrees yesterday, 68 on Saturday. And we'll have another nice day today. I expect mostly sunny skies. We have some clouds around this morning. Yesterday was perfectly clear. But we'll have a few clouds and around 70 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight it will become cloudy. We do have a cold front that's about over the Mississippi River right now, and it'll be moving across Mississippi and Alabama today and tonight. It's not a real strong front, so it will produce some showers, but nothing in the way of any kind of severe activity. So tonight, cloudy with a few showers developing, especially after midnight. Low tonight will be in the 50s, around 52 degrees. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning. A few showers are possible as that front moves by. The wind becomes northerly. And then mostly sunny in the afternoon, and a little bit cooler tomorrow, around 65 degrees. Tomorrow night, we'll get down into the low 40s. And then Wednesday, really beautiful day, sunny skies, around 65 degrees. Looks pretty good for Thanksgiving, although there is a chance, a slight chance of a shower developing, particularly in the afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy and 62 for a high, so a cool day, really. So it looks good for Thanksgiving. But then Friday, a low-pressure system will form over the northern Gulf. We'll move across our area, so we've got a good chance for showers on Friday, high in the mid-60s. And after that storm system moves by, the weekend, not bad. Mostly sunny, 72 on Saturday. Slight chance of a shower on Sunday and a high again of 72 degrees. So looks like the rainy day for this week is going to be Friday.
Okay, so things look okay for some football. There's a little football game on Saturday up in Tuscaloosa. And I know people are wondering.
Yeah, it'll be excellent. And here we're looking at 72 and mostly sunny. Most likely will be about 68 degrees, which is perfect for the game.
That is fantastic. All right, Dr. Bill, and as we are closing out hurricane season 2018, are you watching anything out there?
Well, it is closing out because right now the mid-latitude winds are starting to affect the tropics, and there's just no way we're going to see any development here over the next few days, and chances are that the season is pretty much over.
That's great news. We'll put it off till next year. All right, Dr. Bill, check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our update, and of course the man that's been watching tropics all hurricane season long, right here at FM Talk 106.5. 638, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. Eastbound I-10 between Range Line and 65. Also got another one eastbound I-10 between 65 and DIP. And that stalled vehicle southbound 65 between 45 and Moffitt still off to the side of the road. Create lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast Premier Christmas Tree Farm. It's Fish River Christmas Tree Farm in Silver Hill with the manger scene, live animals, Santa, and 40 acres with thousands of trees to choose from. See them at fishrivertrees.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
640 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday. Sitting at 47 now, heading for a high. Like Dr. Bill said, another high in the 70s should be fantastic. As we inch closer to Thanksgiving, by the way, on the way, the number one recipe in each state. We won't go through every state, but the most popular Thanksgiving recipe in every state. We'll go through a few of them and obviously highlight what scored for Alabama. That's coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now, Real Headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. Good morning, everyone. 6:40 on your Monday morning. One of the victims in last week's fatal helicopter crash in Chilton County has been identified as a retired Georgia police officer. 53-year-old David Hall of the Columbus Police Department was piloting the chopper, which was part of a Metro Narcotics Task Force. That task force includes both Georgia and Alabama law enforcement agencies. The second person has not yet been identified in last Friday's fatal crash into Lake Mitchell. Search and recovery teams searched for 2 days when they were finally able to recover both passengers. The coroner will only confirm at this time that the second passenger was just 22 years old. As for Mr. Hall, he joined the police force in 1990 and served 28 years, but donated his piloting skills to the department. The helicopter was headed to Clanton for maintenance. The helicopter is described by the Federal Aviation Administration as a Bell OH 5-8 helicopter, crashed around 1:15 last Friday, as I said, near Clanton in Chilton County. Well, talk about a real-life Scrooge. Bruton police, they confirm a man walked into the Bruton Walmart, located on Douglas Avenue, right, and stole more than $1,400 worth of merchandise. And he took Christmas items, including a Christmas tree, toys, and clothing. And get this, police say there are more people involved. The suspect that was pictured on the surveillance video is just one face they're looking for. That man exited the passenger side of what appears to be a red four-door Ford F-150 while the driver remained inside. If you have information, call Bruton Police. I'm just saying, though, a red four-door Ford F-150. Mm-hmm. What did he think he was, Santa Claus or something?
Santa with a pickup truck, yes. Santa Claus beats Robin Hood.
Oh. But with the Christmas tree, that kind of throws things off. There you have it. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Got a Bolo for a four-door Ford. In the back, we think you'll see a Christmas tree. Bolo for
elves stockings, you know, scene.
Now, in the next week or two, that won't help because there'll be every one of us has a pickup truck will have a Christmas tree in the back of it. But for right now, it might stand out.
Oh,
6:42
boy.
FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we'll do some sports and also the most popular Thanksgiving recipe by state. What do you think Alabama's is? We'll give it to you coming up.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change, too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow. Protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Purolator Boss Premium Oil Filters. Available where quality auto parts are sold. Nothing gets by us.
Do you need a golf cart? Do you want a golf cart? Then check out the Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. They've got the brand new 2019 Yamaha and the Star Street Legal Carts. Do you have a golf cart that needs repair? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Plus, you can find all models of used carts or even rent a golf cart for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and, well, yes, golf. And Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. They're the only full-service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Do you have something specific in mind? Cart Doctor will custom build your cart just for you. So for the new 2019 Yamaha golf cart or Star Street Legal carts, repairs, service, used carts, and even rentals, see the Cart Doctor, 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A teenager was stabbed to death in Destin last night. Okaloosa County deputies were called to an apartment on Mountain Drive just before 8 o'clock. The teen was taken to the hospital but did not survive. I'm told a suspect was taken into custody outside a business on Highway 98. In connection with that stabbing, the suspect has not been identified. In Baldwin County, the sheriff's office is expected to release more information about a quadruple shooting at a mobile home park in Magnolia Springs. Three people injured in that shooting are still in the hospital this morning. They actually drove themselves to South Baldwin Regional Regional Medical Center, but the hospital went into lockdown. Sheriff Osmack says everyone involved in the shooting has been identified and there's no search for a shooter. Mobile police have not released the names of the people involved in a fight that ended with a man's death in downtown Mobile. It happened early Friday morning outside Boo Radley's on Dauphin Street. The manager says a man tried to come into the bar but was denied entry. Soon after that, a fight broke out. Police say the victim was punched in the face and hit his head on the ground. He later died at a hospital. Police are investigating as a homicide. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
6:46 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. With one more game on the regular season schedule for most teams in college football, the Associated Press Top 25 poll was again released yesterday, and Alabama, again, the unanimously ranked number one team. Get this, in the last 10 years, Alabama's been the number one ranked team in the AP poll 80 weeks total.
That's it?
Over the last decade. That's all. Every other school in the entire country combined have been ranked number one over the last decade for 79 weeks. So that means that with their number one ranking yesterday, wow, Alabama has officially been the top team more than every school combined over the last decade. That's amazing. Behind Alabama, the rest of the top six stayed the same as last week. Clemson was number two, followed by Notre Dame, Michigan, Georgia, and Oklahoma. Washington State moved up one spot to number seven, and UCF jumped three spots to number eight. LSU tied Central Florida, ranked number eight, and Ohio State was ranked number 10. Army is ranked for the first time since 1996. The Black Knights moved into the poll at number 23, and they're 9-2 after defeating Colgate on Saturday. According to ESPN, Army and Pittsburgh became the 52nd and 53rd teams to be ranked this season. That sets a record for the most ranked teams since the poll expanded to 25 back in 1989. The SEC again leads all conferences with six ranked teams, Bama, Georgia, and LSU, followed by Florida at number 13, Kentucky at number 17, and Mississippi State at number 22. In some big coaching news, Les Miles has been hired as the Kansas Jayhawks' next head football coach. The university made the announcement on Sunday. The former LSU head coach will receive a five-year contract at $2.775 million per year, with additional bonuses due in November of 2020 and November of 2022. Miles just settled his contract buyout with LSU last week, and he'll have his work cut out for him. The Jayhawks have not had a winning season or reached a bowl game since 2008. In NASCAR, Joey Logano won his first Cup Series championship, passing defending champion Martin Truex Jr. after the final restart and then driving away from the field.
As he comes out of turn number four to claim his first ever Cup Series championship, it's Joey Logano who wins!
I love that. I just love that celebration. Yeah, that's some good stuff. Logano talking to his crew over the headsets there. Logano was the runner-up back in 2016 and missed the playoff field last year. Truex finished second yesterday, followed by Harvick and Busch. Those three drivers, a.k.a. the Big Three this season, have been the dominant cars. They combined to win 17 of the 28 regular season races. But Logano came on strong in the playoffs and now the first-time Cup Series champion. In the NFL, the New Orleans Saints crushed the Philadelphia Eagles 48-7. Saints quarterback Drew Brees continued his MVP campaign, throwing for 363 yards and four touchdowns and leading New Orleans to their ninth straight win. Former Heisman winner Lamar Jackson started and won his first game at quarterback,
leading the Baltimore Ravens to a 24-21 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. And the Houston Texans beat Washington 23-21. But the story of the day was Redskins quarterback Alex Smith, who in a gruesome play suffered a broken tibia and fibula while being sacked in the third quarter. And what's eerie, the play occurred 33 years to the day the New York Giants linebacker Lawrence Taylor sacked Washington quarterback Joe Theismann, breaking his tibia and fibula, the exact same bones that Smith broke. Of course, that ended Theismann's career. And get this, Theismann was actually in attendance at the game yesterday.
Twilight Zone type stuff.
Yes, creepy stuff. Smith underwent immediate surgery. He'll miss the rest of the season and kind of lost in the fold there. Redskins running back Adrian Peterson reached 105 rushing touchdowns in his 11-year career, surpassing Redskins legend John Riggins for the sixth most in NFL history. Peterson needs just one more rushing score to tie the Browns' great Jim Brown, who has 106. 6:50 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
So Theismann, I hear, had to just turn away.
Yeah, he said he turned away from it. I saw the replay right after it happened yesterday, and I don't think it was as gruesome a video as Joe Theismann's video, but it was still really bad, and obviously the injuries both pretty comparable.
Absolutely. All right, 6:52, we'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, a couple accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots, including the one eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and 65. A good ride so far, traveling downtown from the tunnels coming in from the Eastern Shore from Daphne, Malbus, and Loxley. Long I-10, state troopers are there, but light traffic on the way in. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn. The show features 3 million Christmas lights in 15 scenes, opening the day after Thanksgiving. See them at bellingrath.org. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be mild with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, a few morning showers, then mostly sunny in the afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
All right, 6:53, FM Talk 106.5, and counting down the days to Thanksgiving. New study out, because, you know, there's people doing new studies all the time. Mm-hmm. I just picture they're all in lab coats, no matter what.
study.
It's not a study, then it's a poll.
Yes, a study and a poll in one. Mm. Study found the most popular Thanksgiving recipe in every state based on Google searches. Stuffing or dressing?
Dressing.
Is number one in 14 states. There are four states that search more for pumpkin pie than anything else. And in Delaware, the top Thanksgiving food is keto brisket.
Ooh.
Like the keto diet, I guess.
Jump on that.
Wouldn't brisket by its nature be keto unless you slathered it
yeah,
with
Yeah, only if you
molasses.
Put too much sugar on it.
Yeah. So this website called Kitchen Analyze Google results. It's kitchen spelled without any, well, with one vowel, K-I-T-C-H-N.
Oh, to be all snazzy with
it. So the results are here. The most popular is stuffing or dressing, depending on what they call it in your area. It was a top search in 13 states, and 14 if you count Texas, where the top search was a little more specific, with cornbread dressing being searched for.
Yes.
It is good. Number two, salad. Is number one in two states. But you
what?
Know, yes, because it's not salad. It's the you don't mean like regular vegetable salad, like Jell-O salad. You know, those kind of like things that come out. Yeah, I don't like them either. Mm-mm. I like Jell-O. I just don't like the salads so much. A top search in four states, pumpkin pie. And in D.C., the most popular Thanksgiving recipe is cookies. For some reason. And finally, the three states doing really untraditional things. Top Thanksgiving search in Arizona is ham. North Dakota, it's punch. And like we said in Delaware, it's the keto brisket.
They're missing sweet potato pie on
Yes, that they are missing. But Alabama was one of the states that searched most for stuffing versus dressing. Dressing uniquely searched Thanksgiving recipe in most of the states like Alabama. So there's where we are. Cranberries, you would think that they would be searched more. They're not searched anywhere except Alaska and Connecticut. Searching for cranberries means the rest of the country has their head screwed on correctly.
I'm surprised they have, or mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I guess they may be somewhere down the list. They just weren't the top search. Maybe the name of them tells people how to do them.
Ah.
All right, 6:56, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. Good morning. This morning we have a second aircraft fatality to report, this time out of Florida, as the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office confirms that one person has died. Another is undergoing treatment at Fort Walton Beach Medical Center after their small private aircraft crashed on Forest Road near Niceville Saturday afternoon. Authorities received a report of a two-seat airplane going down near Jason Drive. Sheriff's office confirms two people were removed from the aircraft. Again, one of the victims died shortly before 4 p.m. The plane is believed to have gone down shortly after taking off from very close by Ruckel Airport. FAA is right now investigating the cause of this crash. A cold case is solved. Authorities believe the man charged with not one but two capital murders was obsessed with an affair that one of the victims was having. That's according to court documents. 41-year-old Robert Aaron Havervin of Enterprise was charged in October with the capital murders of James Matthew Helms, who was just 30 years old, and Scott Allen Hebe, who was 20 years old. They were both killed back in 2017. Both men were fatally shot at their home and were later discovered after not showing up to work at the Bell Helicopter Company in Ozark. The men were roommates. The Enterprise man is charged with the murder of both people, and they were killed more than 10 years ago. He was denied bond during a hearing on Tuesday. So the district attorney, Sean, his name is Tom Anderson, he said that this man had been a suspect since 2008, but that probable cause could not be found. But he says, quote, the investigation gained momentum in 2014 with the discovery of new evidence, but an arrest was still not warranted at the time. In October of 2017, Enterprise was joined by the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency Cold Case Unit, and the investigation began to move forward, and nearly 1 year later, Harvin is now behind bars. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, and we had that helicopter crash story.
Yeah.
Of course, the Bell factory there in Ozark. And of course, if you are in Army Aviation and you fly a helicopter, you came through Fort Rucker, Alabama. That's all part of the a lot of helicopter stuff in the state. Yeah, Fort Rucker, I think somebody could probably will correct me on the text line, but I think 100% of the Army helicopter pilots spend some time at Fort Rucker here in Alabama in training. I think I'm close to being right if I'm not right on that. 6:58 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5, Dr. Bill's forecast, and then we'll be right back.